Here with Rob Childers, just got done with the Fall World Series and fall practice, and I know that there was a lot of excitement out there as you got to get the guys back on the field again.
You know, it's something that the entire coach staff, you know, had to stew over the entire summer, couldn't wait to get the players back, and the thing we were looking most forward to was the fact that we had 20-plus players knowing what it takes on a daily basis to be champions, and, you know, it was fun this past 6 weeks watching those guys lead by an example, and you know, we had a lot of young guys. It got better as the fall went along. And, you know, our fall is kind of a three-part thing. Number one, we want to make them more mentally and physically tough. Number two, we want to make them understand what it truly means to be a part of a team. And number three is baseball. And I felt like we accomplished those things from August 25th, 2 days before school started, with our second annual paint-a-thon all the way through the fall competition. And it's still ongoing. But, you know, for the second year in a row, after we've broken the team up into three groups, the Farmers, the Plowboys, and the Roughnecks, it's been a pretty neat case study in that the most talented team hasn't won the Omaha Cup each of the last two falls. It's been the most consistent team. And I think it's a great point to make with our players now that we're all together and we're Aggies, that it's not about talent. It's about doing the little things right that's going to allow you to have the opportunity to be champions.
I know that with all the players that you had coming back from last year, that you've got a bunch of names that people know. Blake Stouffer comes back. That's a big boost for you. But there were guys on the roster that redshirted last year that have come back and really played well. And it showed that you didn't just redshirt guys just because they weren't able to play for you last year. You told them, make a commitment, work on some things, and you'll see the benefits. And you had some great falls from redshirts.
You know, that was the thing that we tried to start from the get-go when we got here, was the opportunity to not only recruit the right kids but develop them. And some of them had to believe in what we were telling them and had to redshirt. And, you know, guys that came back were a year older, a year smarter, ready to take the bull by the horns was, you know, Kevin Gonzalez had a great fall behind the plate, very good catch and throw guy. And it knows our system. You know, Caleb Schaffner got a lot more mature and played with a lot of confidence. All he does is everything we ask him to do. And, you know, a couple of pitchers, Kevin Cravey had a very good fall. Mitch Nelson still not 100%, but is a guy that we feel like we're going to be able to count on. And, you know, other guys may not got to play a lot that had good last year that had good falls. I mean, Shane Minks is much more physically ready to go for us and mentally. I mean, he's going to make a difference on our staff. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that did improve over the course of the last 18 months.
Depth-wise, you know, 2 years ago you talked to me about you wanted to go into a conference weekend and players 25 to 32 were just as good as the ones 18 to 25. It seems like your depth really has shown up this fall and that you're going to have some tough decisions to make if the guys continue to improve when you have to put together rosters next spring.
That's what we tell our guys. I mean, you're the ones that write the lineup up. I mean, by how you perform not only in the games but in practice and make it tough on us. And you know, that's the way the fall has been. I mean, offensively, I'm excited about our team. I think we're going to be just as fast as we were last year, if not faster. And, you know, 1 through 9, we're going to put some guys out there that can put pressure on you in a lot of different ways, not only with their speed, but also with their strength and power. And, you know, on the mound, we've got some returners that are going to play big roles for us. We've also got some young guys that we're going to count on the weekends that we're expecting big things out of. I mean, Barrett Lux is one. Brooks Raley is another. Carson Middleton's a sophomore transfer from McLennan that we're excited about. And there's some other guys that I haven't mentioned. But, you know, all in all, the fall was good. I mean, it's a staging process with our meetings this past week as to where we see individual players. And this is what you've got to do if you want to be a starter. This is what you've got to do if you want to play every day. And we've got a long time until February 22nd with the new rules changes.
I know that, you know, you being the pitching coach, that you want to see the pitchers have a good fall, but you also, you know, being the head coach, you want to see the hitters have a good fall. Was it that up and down that some days the pitchers had it and some days the batters did? And I guess when you play as many games, the familiarity is going to help the hitters eventually, they're going to see some stuff that they know what your ammunition is.
It is, but, you know, that's the change over the last 3 years, being the head coach now instead of just the pitching coach. I've got to ride the middle of the fence, and I want us to be offensive, but at the same time, I want to see us have some great days on the mound, too. And I feel like we've got 8 to 10 guys on the mound that are going to be outstanding for us, and, you know, 14 or 15 position players that are going to make it tough to ride a lineup of 9.
I know that one of the big holes is catcher, and you had 2 senior catchers, and that's kind of the rarity in college baseball. They caught, you know, every inning last year, and then you come into this fall trying to find that key position. What did you see besides Gonzalez this year?
You know, starting off, I mean, Kevin Gonzalez was a guy that I felt like won the job, just the way he handled our pitching staff, the way he blocked, received, and threw out the guys he was supposed to throw out. Andrew Natuna is another. He's a true freshman out of Athens, Texas, that had an injury last spring during his senior year. He fell out of a mule out hunting and had to have shoulder surgery. And he's not back 100% as far as his throwing ability. But what he brings to us is extreme power in the lineup, and it's only going to get better the more he matures. You know, also an experiment that we're trying behind the plate is Brian Ruggiano is, you know, catching's a position you got to, number one, you got to want to be back there, and Brian wants to be back there. He's very athletic. He had as good a fall as anybody that we had and playing third base, but his feet and his arm strength are as good as what we've had behind the plate. It's a matter of being able to learn that position, being able to know when to block, know when to, you know, he needs to throw somebody out. And, you know, that's something that we're going to really work on this offseason in January and February is making him a guy that we can depend on behind the plate. We were definitely spoiled last year with Josh and Craig behind the plate. They were outstanding at everything that they did. And, you know, it's going to be a position that we're going to have to work hard to develop this offseason.
You had a couple other position changes. Luke Anders spent most of the fall at first base, working, getting his reps in there, and then Blake Stouffer at second base as he comes back from the Major League Baseball draft. That's got to be two important bats that you may not just want to have to put at DH, that you had to find them a position.
We've got to have some flexibility in our lineup, and Luke did a great job at first base this fall, getting better and proving that he's not just a DH. And, you know, Darby Brown's going to come back in and be over there as well. You know, Blake Stouffer is such a special athlete. For him to come back, I think it says a lot about our program, what we're trying to do, and a lot about him too. He's going to get that opportunity to play professionally, and we've worked hard at developing him at second base, and we're going to continue to do so. And if he can play second base, we've got a chance to be very offensive. You know, at shortstop, Jose Duran and Brody Green and Dane Carter really battled it out there this fall, and we've got some options there. I mean, all those guys bring strength and speed to the table, and it's the one who can be the most consistent will be the guy that plays short for us. Brian Ruggiano and Caleb Schaffner at third base with the opportunity to put Brody and Dane over there as well. We've got some good problems at that position. You know, in the outfield, you got Ben Feltner, you've got Kyle Colligan who are back and were big parts of our offense last year. And, you know, Brooks Raley is a guy that's going to do both for us. He's going to pitch for us and have the opportunity to also play in the outfield. He can really run. He makes contact. He's got great hand-eye coordination, doesn't swing and miss very much. Damon Aaron is also back, just an incredible leader for us. And Keith McInerney had a special fall, is now healthy. And, you know, Nick Felice is another guy that, you know, has strength and with the bat is only going to get better as we go. So there's a lot of opportunities for guys to make us put them in the lineup. They just got to go be consistent over the next, you know, really 8 more weeks before we even think about, you know, getting back out there.
You lost 28 to 30 wins off last year's team. You knew coming into after that was one of the things you needed to see as guys that go out there and be your frontline starters. You talk about young guys stepping forward. Who are the guys that are coming back from last year that you could see make that step up and really be a frontline starter?
You know, again, this is a kind of a staging process, a checkup along the way. But if we started tomorrow, I'd feel pretty good about, you know, Kirkland Rivers in the rotation for us, Barrett Lux in the rotation, Brooks Raley's another possibility, and then you also have Shane Meeks, Kyle Tebow, Clayton Allard, other guys that have the opportunity to start for us and prove that they could do it. At the back end of the bullpen, hopefully Jordan Chambliss gets healthy. He deserves to be healthy and to have a great year. And if we can live with Brooks Raley back there and find somebody that can start, I mean, you've got Jordan Chambliss and Brooks Raley to get the ball to Travis Starling, who's made a believer out of me at the back end of our pen. He did an outstanding job all fall long with his knuckle curveball. I think he gave up only 2 runs the entire fall, and our guys couldn't hit him. And, you know, if our guys can't hit him, considering we hit 310, he's got to be doing something right. And he's pitching with an awful lot of confidence now and wants to embrace that role as our closer. And the one thing that he does do is he throws strikes. So I'm excited about that. I mean, other guys, Hank Robertson's a transfer from North Central that can be at the back end of the pen. And, you know, like I talked about, Kevin Cravey and Mitch Nelson are in there. Scott Meagle had an up-and-down fall. He was a freshman All-American, had a great year for us. He's got to continue to come on to find himself in that weekend rotation.
Let's change gears a little bit. I know this is an exciting weekend as the former players are going to come back, play a little golf, then go out on the field at Olson Field on Saturday. How exciting is that to see all these guys come back and you know, be around you and around the program? As you know, you didn't coach a lot of them, but obviously the give and take that you have now as head coach at Texas A&M, they're an important part of the past and the future for y'all.
We're really looking forward to it. The entire coaching staff and our entire playing roster are going to be here to help support these guys and make it a great weekend for them. I mean, going into our third year here, we haven't had the opportunity to have a former players weekend, and we understand as a staff what a special place Texas A&M is and all the traditions that go along, not only with the university, the athletic department, but also the baseball program. And, you know, we've met a lot of these guys. We haven't gotten an opportunity to meet all of them, but we're looking forward to it this weekend. We're going to make it a lot of fun, not just for the former players, but also their wives and their kids. I mean, we're going to have wiffle ball set up for the kids out playing out back here at Olson, so they've got a chance to have fun. Hopefully they're going to be out there to shag their dad's pop flies or maybe go get their home runs if they still got it in them. But we're going to have a lot of fun this weekend, and we're looking forward to, you know, not only the guys that played for Coach Johnson, but Coach Chandler and Coach Bell as well. Hopefully we have a lot of guys back this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to have some of your guys back as well. So, I mean, it's like all the generations of Aggie baseball coming back.
We're going to have a lot of players back, and it's going to be fun, and we'll go chase a golf ball around on Friday, and then Saturday's going to be their day and opportunity to get out on the field, not just with their former teammates, but with their kids, too, and have a good time.
I know that's going to start at 9 with batting practice. Everybody wants to come out that and see if they, if they're now pop flies or home runs still from Dalen Holt and some of those guys. But when you have that kind of comeback and then get to play the ball game, do you feel like you're the father, too, watching your guys play with it, some of these other players?
It's going to be fun seeing, you know, guys like Craig Stinson and Matt Eckert, and hopefully Jason Myers back in town. I don't know where he's been. He's been all over the country the last 3 months, but hopefully he'll be back here this weekend and get a chance to get out there. But there's a lot of players that will be back, too, that we got to had a chance to face at Nebraska, and it's going to be fun watching them just let their hair down and have fun this weekend.
I know Jason Tyner is one of the major league guys that's coming back. Justin Ruggiano was supposed to come back, and he's going to go play for Team USA. I know that's got to be exciting for him, but you knew that Brian wanted to see him here for this weekend.
I'm sure Justin's disappointed that he's not here along with Brian, but I'm sure he'll trade a former player's weekend for Team USA anytime.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate it. We'll see everybody out at the Fall World Series. First pitch is at 1 o'clock, and BP starts at 9. So come on out here to Olson. If you're tailgating in the J-Lot over here, you better be inside watching the Aggies play baseball.
That sounds good. And Home Run Derby will start at 11, so we're going to need a lot of people on the other side of the fence to be chasing those balls.